Agenda item 11, report and possible discussion on groundwater management activities. I have one update on that. GMA 8 was, our liaison was Joe Cooper. Since his retirement, I have asked Dirk Aaron if he would take that place and position, and he said yes. So that is a change.
GMA 6.
6, Mike McGuire.
Has, we have submitted desired future conditions for the GMA, and that's been in Austin laying on a desk about 2 months now, so.
We won't go there. Okay. GMA 7, Dale Adams.
We've also submitted our DSCs, and we've got a letter back saying that it's been approved.
Your submission must have been better than theirs.
Must have been.
GMA 8, Dirk Aaron.
Yes, I checked today. We have sent in our explanatory report. Districts are all waiting. The board did come back to our consultants, asked some questions relative to the GAM runs. Those have been responded to, and so we're awaiting those precious mag. They're run and assign us mags for GMA 8.
Okay.
And a meeting will be called. I talked to Mitchell at that particular time.
Okay. Gary's not here. Gary Westbrook for GMA 12. GMA 14, Zach Holland.
I didn't bother checking because we used every single moment of the statutory deadline and submitted our unanimously approved DFCs on January 5th. And we took additional, all of the allotted 60-day time to submit our explanatory report. And I believe that was done the first of this month, which included a lovely executive summary of the executive summary of the entire process, which included a 30-pound chili recipe. So if anybody has a need or want to make that much chili, our next step in utilizing that is to take groundwater samples or water samples from the entire GMA and make a 30-pound batch and see how they taste different. GMA 14 is fun.
Any questions for Zach?
That was very cryptic, Zach.
Don't ask.
Okay, thank you all. Agenda item.
According to the regional water planning, we don't have a meeting scheduled.
Who, us?
C.
Oh, C, okay. We don't either, but we're gonna plan one.